Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. What It Is, America by Tyrus, is a nonfiction collection of personal stories, political commentary, and cultural observation from a public figure known for moving between professional wrestling, television, comedy, and conservative media. Presented as his third collection of stories, the book blends memoir-like episodes with reflections on current events and the national mood. Its central purpose is not to offer a formal political theory but to filter American public life through Tyrus's plain-spoken style, stage experience, and encounters with people across the country. The book draws on his travels for a sold-out one-man show, his media work, and behind-the-scenes moments, including an encounter with Donald Trump on The Gutfeld Show. Its genre sits between celebrity memoir, political commentary, and popular Americana. The emphasis is on directness, humor, accountability, and the belief that ordinary Americans reveal more about the country than partisan talking points alone. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a political commentary built around personal experience rather than policy theory. What It Is, America approaches politics through anecdote, travel, and lived observation rather than through the structure of a conventional policy book. Tyrus uses stories from his personal and professional life as entry points into larger questions about leadership, public trust, media narratives, and national identity. This gives the book a distinctly populist shape. The reader is not asked to follow a technical argument about legislation or institutions, but to consider how politics feels when filtered through everyday encounters, backstage conversations, and public performances. That structure also explains the book's appeal to readers who prefer direct commentary over academic analysis. Tyrus's perspective is shaped by his unusual career path, from professional wrestling to television and political media, which allows him to treat public life as both serious and performative. The strength of this approach is accessibility. It can make complex public tensions easier to recognize because they appear in human settings. Its limitation is that readers seeking detailed evidence, historical documentation, or systematic policy analysis may find the book more impressionistic than investigative. Secondly, the everyman persona as a lens for reading American public life. A defining feature of the book is the construction of Tyrus as an everyman observer who moves through different social worlds without presenting himself as a detached expert. The publisher material emphasizes his crisscrossing of America and his encounters with people from many walks of life. And that framing matters because it positions the book as a report from the road rather than from a think tank or party office. And his background in wrestling, entertainment, and cable news contributes to this voice. He is familiar with spectacle, conflict, audience reaction, and the need to communicate quickly, all of which shape how he interprets politics. The book's appeal depends heavily on that persona: blunt, humorous, skeptical of elites, and comfortable using common sense as a standard of judgment. This is not neutrality in the academic sense. It is a style of judgment rooted in personality and public performance. For sympathetic readers, that makes the commentary feel honest and accessible. For skeptical readers, it may appear too dependent on charisma and instinct. Either way, the persona is central to the book's identity. Thirdly, accountability aimed at leaders across partisan lines. The book's promotional framing stresses that Tyrus seeks to hold leaders accountable, no matter which side of the aisle they occupy. That claim is important because it places the book within a crowded field of political commentary while trying to distinguish it from purely partisan advocacy. Tyrus is clearly associated with conservative media, and the endorsement from Donald Trump signals the audience most likely to embrace the book. At the same time, the stated emphasis on accountability allows the book to focus on conduct, judgment, and responsibility rather than party label alone. This gives his commentary a moral vocabulary leaders should be measured by whether they serve people, tell the truth, and respect the concerns of ordinary citizens. The book's reasoning appears to favor practical judgment over ideological complexity. It asks whether public figures act with enough honesty and courage to deserve trust. That approach is effective for readers who feel alienated by partisan formulas because it frames politics as a question of character. It is less suited to readers who want detailed comparisons of policy trade-offs or institutional constraints. Fourthly, humor and bare-knuckle directness as methods of persuasion. Tyrus's public identity is built partly on comic timing, blunt expression, and the controlled aggression associated with wrestling performance, and What It Is, America appears to carry those qualities into prose. The book is described as sharp, candid, and bare-knuckle, which suggests that its persuasive method depends as much on tone as on argument. Humor can make political commentary more digestible because it lowers the barrier between speaker and audience. It also allows criticism to land without the formal heaviness of a policy essay. Directness serves a similar function. Instead of presenting layers of qualification, Tyrus favors plain talk and memorable judgment. This can create a sense of clarity, especially for readers frustrated by evasive political language. However, the same qualities can narrow the book's reach if a reader expects careful nuance or extended engagement with opposing arguments. The book stands out by treating common sense as a rhetorical tool, not merely a theme, but a way of speaking. Its success depends on whether readers trust that plainness as insight rather than simplification. Lastly, American Identity frames through travel, performance, and shared responsibility, beyond individual political opinions, what it is, America is organized around a broader idea of American identity. The book presents America as a place best understood through movement, conversation, and exposure to different lives. Tyrus is one-man show, and Travels provide a practical structure for this perspective. He is not only commenting from a studio, but also encountering audiences and communities in person. This matters because the book's vision of the country is not limited to institutions in Washington or arguments on television. It is also grounded in the people who attend shows, share stories, and reflect local concerns. The recurring takeaway, according to available descriptions and reader responses, is that Americans have obligations to one another, even when politics encourages suspicion or division. Standing up for what is right and looking out for others are presented less as slogans than as habits that preserve social trust. This gives the book a civic dimension. It treats national identity as something maintained through ordinary responsibility, not merely through elections, party loyalty, or media debate. In conclusion, What It Is, America is best suited for readers who already appreciate Tyrus's media presence, enjoy politically engaged memoir, or prefer cultural commentary delivered through personal stories rather than dense analysis. It will likely appeal to readers interested in conservative-leaning popular commentary, American travel narratives, and reflections on public life from someone whose career has crossed entertainment, wrestling, television, and politics. The practical benefit is its accessible way of connecting national debates to ordinary conduct, how people speak, judge leaders, support one another, and respond to public conflict. Its intellectual benefit is less about discovering a new political framework and more about understanding a recognizable strain of contemporary American populist commentary. Compared with many celebrity political books, it stands out because Tyrus's background gives him a distinctive stage-trained voice and a non-traditional route into public debate. Compared with more formal political works, it is more conversational, anecdotal, and personality-driven. Readers looking for policy detail or neutral institutional analysis may find it limited, but readers seeking blunt observation, humor, and a ground-level view of American identity will find its positioning clear and distinctive. If you would like to support Tyrus, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.